Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
You've just heard the intro, and now we're live.
This is the naked podcast, apparently. You can't tell I'm wearing a shirt.
Not surprised.
I swear I am.
Me either.
Yeah, well, you're so... Also, Alan, your haircut is giving me Jersey fuckboy vibes. Oh, serving
I like your hair color too, Alan.
You like what?
I like your hair color.
Thanks, it's my hair.
No, but weren't you like red for a while?
Yeah, it was like orange.
I mean, yeah, that was when I dyed my hair, but that's been like 2 years.
I know. This is the vibe right here.
This is the first time you've seen me in 2 years. Every other time the video's turned around as I'm trying to fix something for you.
Yeah,
you look good. So baddies, hi. Welcome to
This is new. Hope you guys like it.
I know you're listening, but some of you are also watching because we are recording this via Zoom. And nobody told me, so there's
that. We told you, you just don't listen. Unless it's hardcore tea, Jessica just yeses us to death.
Yeah, and like, I'm a mom, so I'm allowed to be like, oh, I'm such a hot mess, like, it's my mom life. But like, no, this pre-mom, this is me. I am.
And this is me and my hair from yesterday, so.
You look exactly like your pictures.
I remember... one of our early episodes where we had talked about like maybe doing video, and Jess was like, but does that mean I have to like get ready every time?
Yeah. And it's so funny because I come to Jessica's house in full hair and makeup, and she's like, there's no video. What are you doing? And I'm like, this is just how I leave my house.
Yeah. And I'm always just in like oversized Old Navy maternity pants.
I'm in like a mid shirt and a thigh high boot
of glam, and I'm just like, okay. But Alan, you look great. Mm-hmm. Alan, for those of you who can't see him, he got like a fuckboy haircut. Mm-hmm. Alan, you have a great head of hair. Does your father have hair like that?
So my dad's hair is straight, and it's gray, but
he has hair.
He's got a full head of hair.
Beautiful.
When daddy goes gray, he's going to be pulling bitches.
That's the thing. My dad started going gray mid to late 30s. So I'm not far. I've already got some in here. Rachel makes fun of it because like there's some, like you can actually see a little bit in here. But I'm like, fuck yeah, let me go gray. I feel like I'm going to look good.
It's a vibe.
Alan Gray.
I would much rather be gray than bald. Like I've already told Rachel, if I start balding, we're shaving the shit. Like, I'm not going to be that guy that's like comb over.
Thank you. Me and Jess have been saying this for 5 years. If you have any receding hairline from your karma of cheating on your girlfriend, then just fucking buzz it, please. Or shave it off, because it's holding on is sad. Everyone feels bad for you.
And Alan, here's the thing about gray hair. You know, when women get gray, and listen, this is just society standards. When women get gray, we automatically, you're older, right? We look like your grandma, like you automatically, gray hair equals grandma. When men get gray, we're like, what does he know that we don't know? Mm. He's got like instantly smarter, instantly wiser. Like it's like a magical, I don't know what happens. Women become like, oh, like daddy, like, who are you?
The 40-year-old virgin got hot when he got gray.
Yeah.
Hot. And I mean, Zaddy, I'd sit on your face, Steve Carell.
Like, we're calling Steve Carell hot. It's
hot. Like, what is happening? It's not okay.
Rachel and I were talking about, like, how she looks really young. Like, the other day, we went out somewhere, and they, of course, carded her. And after looking at the ID for, like, almost a full minute, they were like, I'll believe you. And I was like, she's older than I am. But, like...
she is?
Yeah, she's a year older than me.
Let me see that face. Let me see that face, Rach.
Give us that 20-year-old.
Oh my god. I don't know if she's gonna pop up. She does not want to be on this episode. She's there.
Look how sweet she is.
I have not showered.
You'll forever look young though.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I said. I said you're gonna look young. I just hope it's forever. Not like you at 50, you look 25, and then you turn 51 and you look like 83. 100%. Like, you just hope it's not that switch.
Please stop saying that.
Rachel's gonna be aging backwards. Rachel will be aging backwards, and me and Jessica will look 15 years older.
Oh my god, the Botox is finally gonna like get all heavy in our faces, all the fillers, and we're just gonna be like, you know, Stifler's mom, where she's like,
hell yeah,
new hair.
Do you like want a hot dog real bad?
We're baddies, daddy.
Oh my god. We're bound to get canceled before that point.
Oh, we're getting canceled anyway. Don't worry about it.
You're such a baddie.
You're gonna be like, do we look good? And I'm gonna have to be like,
I'm about to look like the cat lady, no problem.
It's already setting in. I can't wait.
Fine.
Well, anyway, so for those of you that are enjoying our video, it's gonna be a good time. But for everyone else, we have a fun episode planned for you guys today. And I kind of want to start by talking about what's going on with OnlyFans. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah. I posted the other day saying that restaurants will no longer have a waitress and bartending shortage because since they canceled the porn feature of OnlyFans, there's about to be a lot of unemployment coming their way.
Like the waitress at your local bar, like
Also, I just saw the waitress's tits last week for $3.99 a month.
Wait, Alan, can you explain what's happening and why this is happening? Because it seems insane.
I can't tell you why, except that's it's so fucking stupid. But so essentially what's happening, and I think the deadline's gotten pushed back a little. What I saw was I actually had a news alert come on my phone that on October 1st. They're going to stop any nude imagery or videos. I said, come on my phone, and Tracy's just giggling. But yeah, as of October 1st, they're getting rid of all nude video and nude images. You can still post, as like we talked about in the OnlyFans episode, you can still post lewds, but you can't do anything that's nude anymore. And
don't worry, Grandma Rose, lots of lewds coming your way.
Like 95% of the OnlyFans platform at this point is pornography. So they became a $1 billion company over quarantine, and they're getting rid of most of their revenue. And I'm just like, this is so stupid. Don't worry, there are already two other sites that are like pushing to get all of the people on there. One is called Fansly, and the other is called Just for Fans.
Come on, get a little more.
Just stole the name.
So yeah,
I mean, originality.
People have already started moving over. They're like, I'm not even gonna wait. I saw something where it got pushed back maybe to December, but still, I don't understand how they think like pushing back a deadline of removing most of your creators is.
Yeah,
dude, huge this CEO deal. Needs to get fired.
Yeah,
Fansly. It's really good. They might as well just call it Fans Only.
Just call it Insta-Sex.
Yeah, just call it. You want to fuck?
Yeah, like, enough. We know what this is.
Yeah. I mean, this is bizarre. And I, like, can't help but think of our homies that we had on the show. You know what I mean? That, like,
yeah, I'm worried for them.
They're living doing this. It just...
But we can still sell feet pics. So all is good in the hood.
Alan, do you know that foot website? I saw someone posted the other day in Club Baddie.
Is it my feet? Because mine are on there too.
No, I think it's an OnlyFans for feet.
Oh, okay, good.
Only feet?
Only feet.
Stop. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, no, it's not feet. I'm sorry. It's underwear.
That's fully different things.
Yeah. Only undies. Do you know that one?
I don't know that one.
I mean,
I don't get off on people's underwear. Like,
people sell their underwear, like their dirty ass underwear. People sell it and people buy it. And like, I can't help but wonder, like, are they planting these at crime scenes or not?
One of my roommates in college did it.
Did he sell their undies?
Something at crime scenes?
He sold his undies.
Oh, I mean.
It was like, literally, he'd get $45 for a pair of underwear. He'd go buy a brand new pack. Wear like the pack and have enough to buy all of his underwear. Like, it was so
creepy.
Oh, it was wild. I was just like, man.
I can't help but think about doing this. It's like, that's a lot of Houston's veggie burgers I can buy with selling my underwear.
I've tried to convince.
I totally thought that was going somewhere else, Jess. I thought you meant like because you like get the gagarels from the Houston's Burgers, and I was like, oh, you selling shit.
Watch Tracy, you just I thought what? We're talking. One episode ruined me.
People are literally buying shit stained underwear. That's what I'm saying. People are fucking disgusting, man.
I've tried to convince Rachel to like do feet. I'm like, we can set up a thing. No one has to see any of your like rest of your bodies, just feet.
What a husband.
I was like, we can set up specific days. You know, you got like Toesy Tuesdays. I got it all planned out. And she's like, no, you can do it with your feet. And I'm like, nobody want to see my ugly ass feet.
Rachel definitely has cute feet. I can imagine them in her head.
It's like very... this thick. So everything is petite on her. It's cute.
I've still got nail polish on my toes from June.
From role playing?
No. So after Corey's, we like went and saw Corey's body and got everything ready for the funeral. The whole family went to get their feet done. And I wasn't planning on doing it. I was like, I'm not going to. And they were like, do it. Yeah, come sit down. We'll get a color. And they thought I wouldn't. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get the same color that Rachel's got. And it's still there. Like on my big toe, there's still like a huge thing of pink.
That's a good pick.
What the fuck?
That's a good
Alan, I learned something about you every day.
Every day.
Everybody.
Oh my God. Guess what I learned about Alan?
He's got nail polish, red nail polish on.
Wait. So he like casually sends me this website that his like parents are going to, can I talk about this, Alan?
Yeah, go for it.
So, so Alan, that house, which is beautiful. So that's just like in your family.
That's our family home, literally family home. That's where.
Who lives there now? Nobody.
Nobody lives there now. No.
You guys just fucking have empty houses chilling. Yo, South, people in the South are wild.
So let me give the story. So it's not. Yeah. So like, so this house was built in like the 1840s. It was a part of like that land there. And my family came down in the 1910s. And then later in the 20s, they moved into that house because they were sharecroppers. My grandpa was a part of 18 kids. All of them lived in that house. Oh. Only like three of them were born in the house, but they were literally born in the house.
Is it like Sweet Home Alabama plantation or not? Nah?
It's not even plantation. It's more, it's a farmhouse, but it's just like the one building. And it's pretty, I'd say it's pretty standard for like what farmhouses used to look like.
Beautiful.
Someone lived in it, like one of the siblings lived in it all the way until 2001 when they died. And for 20 years, it just sat. Like it was so bad shape. Well, yeah, they died in the house. Actually, I learned that my great grandparents, when they died, were, you know how like you'll do a visitation? That happened in the house.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's creepy as fuck.
Another South thing, carry on.
But yeah, after a long time, like my dad and my uncle finally bought the land and the house. And my dad's been like redoing it over the past couple of years. We just had Thomas's wedding was there, and now they're getting ready to do it out as a wedding and event venue.
Yeah.
Wow.
The property is beautiful, right? Like, what do you think of this website? I'm like, oh my God, this is like, I would have my wedding here in a heartbeat. Yeah. It's like a backyard wedding. Like it's just beautiful. It's like everything that's in right now too. And just, so I'm looking at it and I'm looking, it's got the address and it's like, oh, 123 Waters Way. And I'm like, you got streets named after you? Like, so casual. No, like, that's kind of a big deal. Like, you know, there's not fucking Jess Heidi Highway. Like, you know,
thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
They've got we've got three roads in the area that are named. So
three roads, humble brag.
This fucking one is
Southern people, man.
Yeah.
You guys are so low-key about the big shit that you have.
Mm-hmm.
This one's Jim Waters Road, which was my great-grandfather. We've got a Waters Farm Road, which used to be like a paved working road, and the county took it away like back way before I was born. And eventually a guy bought property next to us and we were like, well, we want this to be our fucking road, so we can't do anything to it. And we got it recommissioned. And so it's Waters Farm Lane, actually. And then somewhere else is another something Waters. My family, as long as Bullitt County has existed, my family has had somebody there. So like they're one of the pillars of what the community is in terms of like the old families.
I've literally been so desperate to have a street named after me that like I've pulled over while driving and been like, oh my God, it's just Tracy Road. And then
take a picture with it.
It's not my road. It is not my road, but I just want a picture that says it is.
I mean, just feel like that's something we should have known.
I like that we in real time like find out things that about Alan because he's like a little Pandora's box that we don't really
know. What is royalty? Who knew?
Yeah.
Say this to like downplay it a little. We're from area that's near water, so it's not uncommon for something to be waters.
Okay.
I miss the waters.
Like in Savannah, there's a waters
every
road.
Town has water, Alan. Can't use that. Stop trying to pretend you're not royal.
Town has water.
Every town has water.
Yeah, Alan, stupid. We're not dumb. We know everyone's
got water.
Oh my God.
All right. We're gonna kick up the intensity of this little game role play here.
Fuck, marry, kill. What do you got? What do you got for me?
Okay, I have. I'm gonna give this one to Jess because it's so controversial. And you can say if you want to answer it or not. Trump, Biden, or Cuomo?
Oh my God.
I kind of feel like some people have a huge Cuomo crush. Like,
yeah,
he's definitely the fuckable one.
Yeah, like, Tracy, I don't know about your mom, but my mom, you know, like old school Italian, like she sees Cuomo and she's like, he could put his hand on my lower back any day. Like she's into that shit. You know
Jesus
what I mean? Like
Christ.
I'm just Italian. No problem. If that was a person.
My mom like definitely would take advantage of that and like
honestly
further her career.
If I just like saw them in person, I may be like maybe into a brotherly session with Cuomo.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Why not that I like them like as people, maybe, because all politicians are so fucked, but like the sex appeal, I maybe get it a little bit.
Yeah. I'm into that. All right. I'll fuck
you. You're gonna marry Biden for his presidential money so he dies off soon and then kill Trump or not?
Marrying Biden's a no fucking brainer.
It's no brainer. Yeah. The guy's about to croak anyway.
That's fine. And I'm just gonna kill Trump because I mean it's just not right to see that orange face. Like it's just
look at this. Well, share the love.
Just not right. It's a crime against cosmetics.
Right, I got any there.
Got an FBI agent messaging me right now.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
For legal purposes, this was a joke.
For all purposes, this is a joke.
Oh, like, oh my God. I have a great one. Wait, I have a great one. Maury, Jerry Springer, Steve Wilkos.
Who's Steve Wilkos?
The security guard from Jerry.
Oh. He
has his own show. Steve Wilkos gives me like Steve Austin 316, throw me through drywall type vibe. So I'm going to go with that for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
and Maury, I would love to marry Maury so we could just walk around and be like, you are not the father, you are not cooking, you are not doing laundry, like kind of love it.
Wait, who was the last
I love
one?
Jerry, because I want to
Jerry.
Jerry while we're getting married.
Wait, who are you killing?
I don't know. It's a hard one between Jerry and Maury. I think I'm gonna marry Jerry because the guy's a fucking legend.
The guy's a legend.
Trash TV. Like, I'm Mrs. Trash TV then.
It's weird to think he used to be the mayor of Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's great. Fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Maury. Fuck Jerry. Kill Steve, because I don't know him. Sorry, Steve.
Steve's got big arms and a bald head. I'm here for it. Just one time.
What else you got, Tracy?
This guy I don't know. Who's Sebastian Stan?
Oh, Bucky from the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
the Winter Soldier. Dude with a metal arm.
Cool. Okay.
Jess, you want to come in? I don't know that.
I don't know who that is.
I got one for Jess. We might have done this one already, but all right, Jess, fuck, marry, kill Harry, Ron, Hermione.
That's mean.
I'll play that game.
I want to I'm going to be judged for this and I want to pass.
The wizard, kill the ginge and fuck the girl.
Can you guys go first? This is too close.
I did. But...
All right, I'll go. I'm marrying Hermione.
Right.
I'm fucking the ginger, and oh. I'm killing Harry. Sorry, wow. Harry.
I have a question for you nerds. When you marry a wizard, are you like a wizardrette, or like do you get like some type of like duchess?
You're still just a regular person.
Yeah, you're muggle. Okay.
What's the point? Oh, I thought I got like a title out of it or something.
No, but
you get someone who could do fucking magic.
Yeah, like, no, I mean I'll take it anyway. But like, I just was hoping there was a title, but that's fine.
In one of the wizard's houses, like the dish, like the wash is always going because there's just magic to do.
Oh, for sure marrying him then. Yeah. Okay. That's a no brainer for me.
All right. I am unpopular opinion. I'm banging the ginger. Mm-hmm. I'm marrying Harry for his status. He's the fucking boy who lived. That'd be ridiculous to not marry him. And I'm killing Hermione.
No, Emma Watson, if you're listening, I will marry you.
Emma Watson, if you're listening, I said I would fuck you, so. And Jess, for the record, was killing you, so noted. The non-nerd was putting in the action.
My wife is on this call, Emma, and I'd still marry you.
Hell yeah. God. I get it. It's like people who have those fucking Star Wars fantasies, you're always going to get taken out by the girl with fucking French crawlers on her hair.
Yo, you guys are fucked up. This fuck, marry, kill Corey, Denny, Allen.
I can't be a part of this for legal purposes, but all I'm gonna say is nothing like fucking a cop. and the guy has fucking streets named after him. I'm marrying Allen.
That's true. Yo, Allen, you should legit, like, if you ever get single, which I know you won't because Rachel's an angel, but in your Tinder profile, like, it should definitely, like, you should have Water's Way as, like, one of your main pictures. I cannot believe you haven't done that yet.
Streets named after me. Jesus. Yeah. So the problem is, like, I could say that. Eventually, they'd have to see my bank account and realize...
Nah, keep it separate. Say it's so legit that my financial advisor told me I'm not allowed to reveal.
Streets named after me. By the way, I run a podcast for a living.
I'm in the arts,
yeah. That just says it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you have no money without telling me if you know money. I'm in the arts.
So true.
That's like people keep telling me you should be a Real Housewife of New Jersey. I'm like, LOL, I don't have a man and I have no money.
My brother started calling me the rich uncle because I bought my dad a car. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I now have no money.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a really intense one.
Okay, I'm in.
So fucked up. I can't say this.
I'm scared.
Sammy. Brooklyn, Jess.
Y'all. Foursome?
Did you see Alan's face? He was like,
I can't. I'm going to plead the fifth. I can't kill nobody. I can't do that. We can all just buy one house and live together in happiness.
Oh, my God. Alan?
I don't know if you...
You know Sammy in Brooklyn?
I know Sammy. I don't know that I've ever seen Brooklyn.
She's a little Russian doll.
I was going to say she's a little Russian. There's no better way to describe her.
And she is. She's a little Ukrainian, like babushka.
I mean, like, I certainly...
Alan be into her. Do you know what I mean, Tracy?
Alan would definitely be into her. Well, we know he's killing Jess. Let's be serious.
I certainly he's so don't...
sick of Jessica.
I certainly don't think I can marry Jessica.
This is the Denny appreciation moment.
I'm sweating.
I've been there and seen Denny dealing with it, and it's just thank God that man's got patience.
Yeah, he's a sick. I mean, I feel like he'd fuck Sammy for the tits and marry Brooklyn because she's his type.
Yeah. You have a picture of Brooklyn? I just feel like he's fucking Brooklyn.
I feel like he's marrying Brooklyn.
I'm not marrying someone and not having sex with him, Jessica.
Right. Correct. We're not you, Jeff.
All right, fine. This is true. Okay. Last one. There's so many good ones here, but I want to hear Tracy do this one. And Alan, actually. All right. So Jersey Shore, Pauly.
Oh, I hate this one. I hate give this one. I know where it's going, but go ahead.
Situation. And Alan, do you have any idea who these people are?
Yeah, come on. Like,
right. Instantly kill Vinny.
Whoa.
Fuck Pauly and marry Mike because I don't watch the show, but my friends who do like rave about like how sweet he is. Like, oh my God, he went to rehab and he went to jail and he paid off debt. And now he's like the nicest guy and just like an altogether like good person that if they just kept telling me that I'm like, I don't really watch the show. So I don't know, but I don't like follow them, but they keep saying like, oh my God, Mike is such a sweetheart. So I would marry him.
Wow.
And Sorrentino I grew up, my gym teacher was Sorrentino. So like, I always loved that name. Because right. Like I loved my fucking gym teacher. He was the fucking shit. So
do sure. You have anything against Vinny? He's like
I feel bad saying this. Like I kind of skeeve him. I don't know what it is. Like I don't know what to say. Like his father was my father-in-law's barber. So like I feel bad saying this, but like yeah, I just something about him gives me like cornball vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like
yeah.
I get that, and the reason I'm going to have to say I'd fuck Pauly D, marry Vinny, kill Mike, because anyone who goes by the situation feels like there's going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely was at one point, I think. I think the problem has been solved, and now he... my friends, when he, like, got married, I guess, like, my friends kept saying the hituation, because he got hitched.
See, people judge me for baddie daddy, so I think you can.
I think any nickname in general, but we also are the MySpace age, so like it's acceptable more for us than like younger people and older people, but like we all went by nicknames for like a really long time, which is embarrassing to admit, but
that's true.
Yeah.
More embarrassing to admit that my co-host still goes by her MySpace name.
my bachelor group, they threatened to like get shirts for the bachelor party that said baddie daddy.
I cannot believe it.
Well, we were still supposed to have one, but with COVID spiking again, it's getting canceled again.
Daddy daddy.
Listen to me, Alan's friends.
Do it.
Me and Tracy will take care of it. We'll have custom, what's her name? Who does our shirts? Jakita Customization did our shirts for our photo shoot. She will overnight those shits that say baddie daddy, nine on the back.
I'd be nervous about this, but I know they've never listened to a fucking episode.
Yeah, Rachel, I know you're there. Take care of this for us.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions. So go get a drink or a snack and come on back.
Get a drink and a snack. Come on back.
You got to make it into a song every time.
Drink and a snack. Come on back.
SOS.
CheapCaribbean.com has been around for over 20 years and is in the business of providing the best all-inclusive beach vacations. All-inclusive beach vacations mean all you can eat food, alcohol, and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as beach and night activities, all included when you book at CheapCaribbean.com. All-inclusive means more food, more drinks, more fun. This is a no-brainer, y'all. I don't even understand the point of going away if it's not all inclusive. I don't want to bring like loose cash on my vacation. I don't want to think about money. I just want it. Just take my money at the beginning of the trip and then give me all the food I can eat until I explode in my bikini. I want my bikini to explode on me. Okay. Cheap Caribbean has no change fees when you book at Cheap Caribbean Resort and add trip protection so you can book with confidence. Less money, less worry, more beach. Be sure to check out either Dreams or Secrets Resorts when you book with Cheap Caribbean. Right now, you can take $100 off your next beach vacay when you visit cheapcaribbean.com/bad-examples. Again, that's cheapcaribbean.com/bad-examples. Don't forget the dash between bad and examples. We'll see you on the beach. cheapcaribbean.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We all have our ways that we like to decompress. Some people like to sit on the couch and watch TV. Other people like to go for a walk or work out. Everyone has their thing. For me, I play Best Fiends. Sometimes the best way to blow off steam is to give your brain a fun challenge. And that's why I love playing Best Fiends, the match three puzzle game with thousands of levels and tons of cute collectible characters. Perfect for when you need a breather, but still want to feel mentally active. It's like a mini summer retreat for your brain anytime you need it. Listen, kids are going back to school soon. You're going to have more time on your hands. You know what I mean? And you should spend that time not with your children, but with your fiends, your best fiends. Listen, I don't want to humble brag or anything, but I'm on level 963 and I doubt any of you can beat me. It never gets boring. There's always something new. It's free to download, so you can start playing right away. Best Fiends is awesome for those moments when you want to challenge yourself a little. You can play as little as you want or as much as you want, but fair warning, once you start, you won't want to stop. One of the best things about Best Fiends is that you don't need internet to play. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends, for free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Ba-ba-ba-ba, Best Fiends. I think by now you've heard of HelloFresh. Like it's like not hearing about Kim K. You've been living under a rock if you haven't heard of HelloFresh, but maybe you haven't tried it yet. Maybe you're not sure exactly what it's all about. So let me explain it to you because it's genius and you're missing out if you're not a part of this. So with HelloFresh, you're going to get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You're going to skip the trip to the grocery store and you're going to count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Okay, so it's back to school season. You've already been to one too many stores, right? You're getting like notebooks for kids, endless amounts of number two pencils. Ugh, it's terrible out there, right? Why not make your life easier with HelloFresh? HelloFresh, you don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about meals and what you're going to do for your family because HelloFresh has family-friendly menus with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, from vegetarian meals to calorie smart choices to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. I love HelloFresh. I can't say more about it. And at this point, if you haven't tried it, I don't know what you're waiting for, especially now, because if you go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples14 and use code examples14, you get, that's right, 14 free meals, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/examples14 and use code examples14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. When it comes to weddings, there are moments that you'll always remember, and it's not just about walking down the aisle or cutting the cake, but in all the moments leading up to your wedding day, here's the most important thing to remember, Zola. Why Zola? Well, whatever kind of wedding you're planning, Zola.com is the one place to start. They've got your back for all of your wedding needs. That's why over 1 million couples have planned their weddings using Zola. Looking for a wedding venue? Zola will give you personalized recommendation. Want an amazing gift registry? You'll find everything you need from classic cookware to cash funds. Zola can even help you create stunning save the dates and matching wedding websites. Weddings can be expensive, but planning with Zola never is. All of their planning tools are completely free to use, like a free wedding website. And that wedding website is going to be the home to your gift registry, and which, by the way, comes with free shipping and returns. And it's not just free, it's risk-free. Get free personalized samples of your invites so you can try them out before you buy. And of course, free envelopes and guest addressing. Hello, that's huge. Can't stress that enough. That is the worst part, is addressing envelopes for your guests. Like, there's nothing worse. And Zola makes it easy. Whatever your style or budget, Zola has you covered. So you could think less about the million things you need to do and more about the million wedding moments you'll want to remember. If you're planning your wedding, here's my tip. Go to Zola. Go to zola.com/bad examples today and use promo code SAVE50 for 50% off your save the dates. Zola is the one place to start your wedding day. That's zola.com/bad examples, code SAVE50.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, guys, we're back. Jess, you want to read more questions?
Yeah. I'm back. You get drinking your snack?
Oh, my God. She doesn't stop, you guys. She does not stop.
Oh, no. My internet's cutting out. I can't hear you.
Oh, no. Bye.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, baddies. I need help. I've been seeing this guy for 3 months now, and we have the best conversations. He plans the best dates, but he hasn't made a move yet. Am I not his type, or should I make the first move? It's just weird. What do I do?
Okay. So I just want to say I had a friend that went through this exact situation. She's engaged to the guy now, but for the longest time, he wouldn't bang her, wouldn't sleep with her. And I am certain to this day that he was a virgin. I'm just certain. I'm just certain of it. And
do you talk to her about this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, this is the shit I used to tell her, because she's my friend, but also my frenemy. So I'd be like, she'd be like, how do I do this? And I'd be like, go to his ear and whisper. Fuck me. And she would, and he wouldn't do it.
Jess said frenemy.
Mortifying.
Who needs friends? Who needs enemies when you have friends that want to destroy you?
Yeah, like I told her the most fucked up shit to try to like get with him. She did everything. But he wouldn't. And I'm just like, I'm certain. I don't know. That's what I was just sure of it. I was like, there's no way he's fucked before, because what man is like,
doesn't make the move.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. I am super turned off by virgins. I had a hard time even watching Colton season. I just like had a hard time watching like how uncomfortable, me thinking I'd have to teach you everything. Like, I just have a hard time. Like, I want you full experience. Please have your whole phase over. I want you like tips and tricks that you could teach me. I don't want to teach nobody nothing.
That's right. Imagine being fingered by a virgin. It just sounds
terrible. Yeah. Have you ever been jackhammered by accident? Whoops. Okay. No, thanks.
I remember my first fingering.
I'm going to say, obviously, if the person's coming up and whispering, fuck me in your ear, like you come on. But like, guys are so stupid that if you think you're dropping hints that you want him to make the move, he's not fucking picking it up.
Yeah.
Like, I had this happen when I just started college. There was this girl that like I really liked, and I was super nervous about doing anything because I couldn't tell if like she was putting out those signs. And then later she was like, why didn't you? And I was like, I didn't fucking know you wanted me to. Like, I thought
you got to be really, really aggressive with guys to let them know. I mean, the problem here is guys that I know that I'm a huge flirt regardless. So they're like, is she just flirting with me for fun, or does she like actually want me? And then I'm like kind of like a breadcrumber when it comes to sex, because like I'll give you a lot of like that I want to, and then never do it because I truly don't want to. I just want like the flirt in the moment.
Can I also say something?
Please.
We live in the like Me Too generation. So maybe some of these guys like need you to fill it out.
Well, because they're terrified to be accused. Like, if I were a guy, I'd make every girl sign a contract or take a video of her and say, I want to fuck you. And then be like,
Yeah.
Like, I make every girl that I fucked sign something.
So maybe that could be what's going on with this guy. Maybe he's like getting mixed signals. Maybe he's afraid of that. I don't know. It's a crazy time to live in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd be scared if I were a guy. I don't like that shit at all.
We had like a sexual orientation thing at work, and it was like you can't accept like hugs from coworkers and shit. It's like, so everyone's so weird now. We're like high fiving and
stop. There's a few of your coworkers.
You don't know what to do. You know what I mean? It's just like so awkward. I know, you know, you're allowed to hug, but you have to say like, hey, we can hug. Like, you have to give permission. It's just so weird. Ew,
that shit is so weird.
It's so weird. Yeah. But you know me, I'm like no hugs. We're in that shit.
Well, Jessica's a cold bitch, but I'd like to hug a few of your coworkers.
I'm working on it.
I know you're working on it.
Hey, baddies. Any advice on dealing with a toxic mom? It makes me sad even to have to ask.
No, me and Jess don't have toxic moms. I don't understand it at all. There's like moms who are in competition with their kids. There's moms who like get jealous of their daughters because their husbands like love their kids. It's weird. Toxic moms, like, your one fucking job in life is to be there for your children, to be the only person no matter what that they can turn to. So like, to have a toxic mom is the scare. It's like living with the devil. I can't even. And there's so many levels of toxicity, but like, toxic of any kind. Like, I never want my kids to think, like, my kids could for sure think like, oh, my mom's toxic in like relationships, like that's her business. But like, when it comes to mother daughter shit or mother son shit, never do I want them thinking that. Do you know what I mean? Like, my mom picks bad guys. It's a horrible quality she has. Sure. Like, that's inevitable sometimes, but I never want them thinking I'm against them in any way, to be toxic towards them or like influence their life in a bad way.
And I feel like you are like, Tracy,
cut that bitch out.
Yeah. You were so worried about like divorce affecting your kids. I don't think that even touches what like a toxic mom does. Like, you're forever just,
I literally look at anything for them.
I think Tracy, you kind of touched on this, but you know, just because family is family, there's only so much you're going to take, right? Like, there's only, you can't just be like, well, she's my mom always. Like, sometimes you need a break from these people. Like, maybe you're not in a place where you can cut it off, but you know, sometimes that's the best move.
Yeah.
It's hard. You don't want to like say, fuck you, mom, later, but like, sometimes you need to step away.
And but sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. Once the mom sees that, like, wow, my daughter is absent, sometimes it makes them change themselves and be like, I need to do something to change to get my child back because somewhere I went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so sometimes tough love is the only way.
It also depends on like what kind of toxic they're being, because there's the kind of toxic where you're just being a negative influence to someone. There's also that toxic of someone who's just a narcissist.
Yeah.
And like, so I don't have this. I love my parents. I love my in-laws, but I am the only one out of all of the three brothers and their wives that has a healthy relationship with those in-laws. The others are definitely that kind of, and Corey's widow is having a tough time with her mom right now because she's that kind of narcissist that like, she went to her at one point and was like, I'm having a really tough time. And I don't feel like she was like, essentially, I don't like life right now. I feel I don't want to be here, essentially. And her mom got mad at her for it. And it's like, you can't, you've got to take a step back as a parent. And honestly, the only way you're going to get past this is to confront them. And like Jess said, if you have to step away and write them off, you have to step away and write them off. Because you, at the end of the day, as it's not your job as a child to take care of your parent.
Right.
You know, we'll move on in 2 seconds, but you know, I just want to say I do have a family friend that had a super toxic father and you know, dealt with it as long as she possibly humanly could. And she's so traumatized, scarred from that. And it wasn't until she finally like cut the ties that I don't know, she regained her freedom, her like herself. I can't explain it. It's weird. Your parents have a fucking weird hold over you. It's
because you're always responsible. You always give them the pass because you're like, but that's my mom. That's my dad.
They're the adult. Even when you're the adult, your parent is
still the adult. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, you're just like confused because you were taught that they are know everything and they're right. So
I agree.
So I don't know this girl's specific situation, but
yeah,
what everyone said here, you know, take a step back if need be and you take care of yourself first and foremost.
You don't want to get to the point where you've got two grandchildren that end up shooting at him.
Which, yeah.
Been there and done that.
Yeah.
More
Southern shit.
Yeah. More Southern shit. Because mm-hmm. my grandfather was that kind. And yeah.
Sorry, are you saying there was a shootout?
No, I'm saying that my grandpa, after my mom wrote him off, started coming to our house and like sitting outside at like 2 or 3 a.m. And one day Corey and I found out and we shot at him and he didn't come back.
This is the most Southern shit I've ever heard in my life.
He was bird shot, so he was fine. He wasn't gonna kill him.
No but, problem. I get it.
It'll hurt, it'll sting, and he didn't come back.
Another one of the stories Alan casually drops. We had it.
Yeah, we just shot our grandpa. No problems.
Hey no grandpa.
Boom boom, bang bang, bitch. Get off my property.
Hey grandpa, check out these guns.
Hey baddies, how do I start a
wait, what kind
of don't you sidestep the fact that you shot your grandpa on the bird.
Thank you, Tracy. Wait a second, like I'm just picturing like in the South, like you have these like old Southern guns that like were inherited from like generations of waters and they're just like cannonballs like
so you fucking say that and this isn't a joke. What I shot with is a 410, which is a model of shotgun. It's a very low caliber, but it was made out of a converted English rifle from World War I. So it's like that huge ass. Yeah, you're right. You're on the money.
Yeah, this is the most Southern shit I've ever heard. This is
sweating.
This is Confederate shit.
If you forget, I'm from Georgia.
All I see is season 6 photo shoot and Alan with like 2 cannonballs. he shot at his pops. No, no problem.
I can't.
All right. Next question. I guess we're just going to carry on like normal.
Hey, baddies. How do I start a friends with benefits relationship with someone? This one to me is the easiest.
Insert. Pull out. Call me later. Hi. You have to drop very aggressive hints. Start touching them when they say something funny, like oh my God, like rubbing on their arms, feeling their arms, like maybe like flirtily sit on their lap when you're at like group parties or like when you guys are texting to make plans as friends, like, you know, you never know where the night will take us. Like, don't let me get drunk or like tequila makes my clothes come off. Ha ha. Like they're like, oh, really? Like, so tequila it is tonight. Then you'll know there's a reciprocation back of like, oh, this may go somewhere. You'll definitely get a vibe from a guy, but you can't like friends with benefits with a guy friend is so hard because you cannot get attached to them. Cause right. They like, this was one thing only. Now we're risking our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be a one and done or like very understandable. There can't be like, this can never happen with a jealous girl. You know, like there's jealous girls out there. Where are you going? What are you doing? Why isn't he texting me? It's been 2 minutes. Like those girls cannot have guy friend with benefits situation.
Right,
if it's the friends with benefits that you just met, different story, but those girls often get attached anyway, but especially with a friend that you want to have sex with.
I also feel like, if you don't know how to break into this, I like Tracy said, alcohol is the key.
Yes. Yeah. Drunk nights with your guy friends will lead to a lot of different things.
And even if this is one of my signature moves, but even if you pretend like you're drunk.
Oh, you were revealing that? I've done that.
You know, like instead of actually getting blackout and like embarrassing yourself, you kind of really like put a little like beer breath on your tongue, you know, sprinkle a little and then, you know, you're going to be like, oh, I'm having so much fun.
Flirty tipsy.
Yeah. Like you're loose, like, you know, let them know. And then it's just easier. It's just easier. Then you can
you'll get a
if it goes wrong, you know?
We have, I think from a guy friend, like you have to be aware of like when your guy friend is sending you that anyway. Like, I feel like girls pick up on vibes that guys put out more than guys do. Girls are more aware.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should be easy for her. And if she hasn't gotten any vibes, guess what? He's not into it.
Yeah. You're right.
Your friend doesn't want this to be any more than friends.
Text him like around 9 o'clock and be like, you want to watch a movie? Have a movie set up, make popcorn and put it in a bowl, put it on his leg. And then when you reach for the popcorn, accidentally brush.
Alan with the quick mail tips over here.
I essentially fucking have my wife because of that reason. Like, we did tequila shots and watched American Horror Story.
You tricked her?
No. We had alcohol.
You put your wiener in the popcorn and then
no.
Creep?
Put it on your leg.
On the leg, and then it's like a quick little like, oh, brush.
Accidentally what brush.
On the leg? The wiener?
The popcorn.
No, you are the weirdest person. You don't, it's not like a Pringles box.
Put the popcorn on the leg and you reach for the popcorn.
Oh my God, Jess, you could be the creepiest person I've ever met.
I thought Alan put his wiener in, like put a hole in the popcorn.
And that in itself is so weird.
If you want lube, I guess it's buttered.
I think both of you were fired, to be honest.
Sorry, I was trying to get prepared for the next question and I lost it. But all right, great advice, everybody. All right, well, let's do one more. What else you got, Alan? There's some good ones here. Every time I get so close to orgasming, I can never actually finish. Any tips on how to get there?
Wear socks.
Like, that's terrible. That's awful. Terrible. How old is this person?
The only thing I can think about is like you're mentally in your head. And like you're getting close and you're in your head, you're like, oh, I'm getting close. I'm like, you're overthinking it. I need you to take a step back.
Also, maybe he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's not really your responsibility to be able to do that.
Yeah, but you know, though, like, have you ever been in your head when you're having sex and you're just like not focused? Tracy, bullshit. You've never thought about anything else in the world. Never another thought never come across your mind.
Focus on just that. Everything else is erased. Like, that's your one moment where it's like out of body.
It should be that way, but it's not always like that. And I feel like if you're thinking about something else, like maybe the position you're in, or fucking if your parents are outside your door listening, whatever it is, you get another thought in your head.
I mean, that's the only.
And as a woman, men don't have an issue with this. They carry on, but women, they just get inside their own head. So if that's what's, you know, if you're overthinking about finishing, just stop it. Just try to.
I feel really bad for her that I'm not sure how old she is, but that this is a question, because how long has this been going on for?
Yeah, that sucks, especially if you're like close. Like, you don't want to not be able to get there.
So is she just lying and saying yes? Like, oh yeah, I did.
I don't know. I have all the questions as well.
Okay. Well, maybe we do a follow-up on her I have answers.
Maybe this will help her as a follow-up question. I suck at top. Explain the coconut in a video, please.
I'm sorry. I'm in pajamas. I'm not doing that.
I got it. I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm not doing this.
The coconut is your, like, the letter C, O, C, O. It's just a rotation of, like, your body. I don't.
Do it, Tracy.
I don't understand how she doesn't get what we're saying.
We need a video. Do it.
I'm not cute.
You can do it from the waist up. Do a C. Let me see your best C. C. Oh, big C. Oh, big O.
C.
Oh, see
this. O. Then the N, up, down, up, down.
Oh.
Are we not getting what coconut, how you spell the word coconut?
Please carry on.
U.
Yep.
Then T, back and forth, and then down. It's all just the keep it flowing.
Alan, I hope you know to cut that for Instagram, please.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If you get the first part, that's the thing. If you get the first part, you get the nut. You just got to get that cocoa in there, and then you got the nut.
I don't know. I think it's the end.
I'm not sure if we've corrupted Alan or... Well, baddies, thanks for hanging with us for this episode. Before we let you go, we need to remind you of something epic that we are doing. And it is called the Prettiest Penis pageant. And although we do have a lot of
money every time, it doesn't get old.
And although we have many a good submission in my email, of course.
Yeah, we had to send that to Jessica. She's the only one who would do this.
Yeah, Alan was like, no, I'm not going to get Cox. And I'm
I was like, sorry, I have kids. Can't be opening emails. Sorry.
I'm sitting here like, and these people are not like titling it like dick pic. They're just like, sending, like, I'm just opening it up and I'm bam, cock. Like, it's been a
long time. And it's like in high resolution, big.
Oh, yeah.
13 by 14.
Yeah, you know, when you open up a email,
yep, it's
loaded. So, yeah. This is pretty much what I'm trying to say here. It's last call for cocks. So, if your boyfriend has the prettiest penis, send me a picture. If a guy you're hooking up with has the prettiest penis, send me a picture. If a guy you're not even with has sent you a picture and it's just a beautiful penis, we want to see it. So email it to badexamplespodcast@gmail.com.
Horrible.
Please put in the title. I've asked you guys.
Please give Jess a warning. Have exclamation points or something that says beware. So no, she's not opening at Sunday dinner.
And yeah, please name your penis so that we can decipher who is who. And in the next few weeks, we'll be recording the prettiest penis pageant. And, you know, we're looking for, what are we looking for in a pretty penis? We're looking for girth, a nice length. We're looking for color.
I think it's the angle. It's really the angle.
Cool.
It's the angle for me.
Okay.
There's good angles and bad angles, as we know.
Mm-hmm. And there will be a prize given to the winner who sends in the prettiest penis.
So, yeah, we're giving out prizes here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, who doesn't want the title of prettiest penis? So please submit your cocks, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys. I'm glad that we did the video and it worked out.
Bye, baddies.
Bye.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Hey, baddies. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's our first time getting to record again since everything happened this summer. I'm really excited to get back. And now that we've got this video element, we've got different kinds. We've got Zoom that we're going to be using sometimes. We're also going to be doing in-person recordings with Tracy and Jessica. That's just taking a little bit longer to get set up. But one of the things we've got coming up is we're going to start reading your names. Now, we have so many names that we have to split everything between episodes. And by that, I mean, we have 59 pages full of names made in a Word document. So what we're going to try to do is read one or two, maybe even three pages per episode in the future. And that's going to be every full episode, every mini episode, even the Patreon exclusives are going to get names added to them so that we can start making our way through that. And eventually we are going to have all of your names read and on the air. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Thank you so much for supporting us. And like Jess and Tracy said, we'll see you next Tuesday.